So how do you like introduce a program?
And my name is MDA. This is MDA's talk show, invites friends, family and fans. Facebook and Hot Digital Radio UK, that is YouTube. Please, if you come on my show, do not abuse anyone. We are all learning. We are all not perfect. So please, let's respect each other and respect me as well. I love you all. Thank you.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another exciting episode of Time with the Elders. Today, I have a wonderful guest with me, and you will soon be finding out who she is. Let's go on a short break, but when we come back, we'll let you know who we have for today, what her life story is, and the lessons that she wants to share with us.
Apostle Dr. Justice Kofi Annan is raising 100 Covenant Partners to support the Kingdom business. Destiny Covenant Partners. To help support, you can give monthly donations of your own choice from one-on-one prayers with Apostle. Become a partner, please call or WhatsApp +44 753 400 1031. Partnership in the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, Mark 16, verse 15.
Welcome back, everyone. And to let you know, our sponsors are Destiny Pilgrimage Tour, Destiny Covenant Partners, and Destiny School of Ministry. Like I said, I have a wonderful guest today. She's a mother, a wife, a presenter. I don't know what she's not. She's also a gospel musician. Oh my gosh, I'm honored to be seated with her. My guest girl by the name MDA. Welcome.
Thank you so very much. Thank you.
How are you?
I am very good. Thank you for asking. How are you too?
I'm good. Thank you. Good. So the name MDA, is that a short version of a full name or like
It's a short version of a full name.
Okay.
So it's Mami Dankwa Asante.
Mm.
But a lot of people I did go to school with or uni with, they call me Sandra Asante. So Sandra Asante is my name.
Okay.
But then when I'm presenting or when I'm on show, when I'm singing, everyone calls me MDA, and I love the name MDA.
Yeah. Did you come up with that yourself?
Yes. Okay. Myself and my husband.
Okay.
Yeah. That's we brought nice. That together.
Mm, MDA. I love the way you've already started with my husband. We'll come to that later on.
Thank you.
So can you tell us a little bit more about yourself, where you grew up, where you was born and everything?
Mm. I was born in Accra, Ghana. Mm. I grew up at Sakomono. That is close to Tema,
okay.
Sakomono, Ghana. I came to UK when I was 20.
Mm.
Yeah, and I've been living here since. So that is all about me. A family of four,
okay.
Myself and my only brother,
mm-hmm.
and my mom and dad.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, my dad has passed away, so I've only got my mom who is in Ghana now.
Yeah. And when you was growing up in Ghana, how was the living? Was it
good?
Was it okay?
It was fantastic. Mm. It was good. Once upon a time, people would say, oh, dadaba. My dad was a journalist, so I was living well. Everything was okay, so I didn't feel anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, and how did you get that opportunity to travel to the UK at the age of 20?
It was my dad when he was coming to his school of journalism in Glasgow. Mm-hmm. I first came with him, okay. And the second time, I came by myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
to start school and work at the same time.
Yeah. Was your dad still here at the moment when you came by yourself or?
No, he was in Ghana.
Oh, okay. So
so it was just me and my auntie.
Okay. So you lived with your auntie.
Yeah.
And how was that living like as well?
It was excellent. It's just that I've lived with my parents
throughout
my years. So living with my auntie was a bit, she was strict.
Hmm.
You have to cook, you have to do this, you have to do everything.
Yeah.
But I got used to that. It was okay.
Okay, that's really good because most of the time you hear stories of like people who have lived with others and growing up and everything was not good.
But I think it's how you were brought up. Mm. So if you were brought up from a hardworking parent, you get used to everyone.
Yeah, okay. You adapt kind of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, that is true. And when you came, what did you study?
Human resources.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's what I did. Mm-hmm. And I'm doing social work now, but I've deferred.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because of my children, work, and
I'll go back.
Yeah. All right, that's fine.
Yes.
So you was born in Ghana, lived there for 20 years, came here, studied.
Yeah.
The social work, was it uni degree?
Uni, Bedfordshire University.
Okay, and after that, what did you do for a while?
Presenting. Oh, I was working.
Okay.
Yeah, after that, I was working. And I've been working, I've not stopped working, I'm still working. And then studying as well and doing the presenting show as well. So I'm working all around.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. What is that one lesson that your parents taught you that you still hold very precious and deep down in your heart till now?
Don't judge people by what you see.
Mm.
So you might see someone, for example, come to the church.
Yeah.
A lot of people see how, for example, people are dressed. They see bits and pieces about them and they say, oh, I don't think this person is good, but there's something good in them. Sometimes we need to wait.
Yeah.
So my dad taught me that don't just judge.
Mm.
Yeah. Get to know the person and know who the person is.
Yeah. Yeah.
And one other thing is giving, which has really helped me. I love giving.
Mm.
Yeah. So these are the things that they taught me.
Yeah.
And it's really helped me.
Mm-hmm. Mm. That's very nice. And thank you for sharing as well. I think it's important that, you know, you get to understand who people are, because sometimes their appearance might tell them something else. But when you get to know them deep inside, that's when you know who they really are. So that's an important thing that we can all take out. I know that you said everything was good while she was growing up and everything. Mm-hmm. But I believe that as human beings, we all go through our challenges and everything.
Mm.
So when you was a youth back then, what is that one challenge, or what challenges did you go through that you can share with us?
You want to do what everyone is doing around you, your friends.
Mm.
Apostle Dr. Justice Kofi Annan is raising 100 Covenant Partners to support the Kingdom business. Destiny Covenant Partners. To help support, you can give monthly donations of your own choice from one-on-one prayers with Apostle. Become a partner, please call or WhatsApp +44 753 400 1031. Partnership in the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, Mark 16, verse 15.
Maybe I'm not even ever saint, or I've never. I once used to be a very naughty girl.
Mm.
Go to the club with friends every Friday, even though I was in school.
Mm.
And one day I was just sleeping and I heard my name.
Wow.
It was a warning. Someone was warning me. It came like twice.
Mm.
And since that, I came home to tell my mother, someone has been calling me, and that I told her all the stories. And since that, my mother advised me. And then it was Reverend Lawrence Tetter.
Mm.
The first time I went to church, he was the one that preached. And as soon as he saw me, he prophesied upon my life. And I've never met him.
Mm.
He's never met me.
Yeah.
But when he spoke, it came to pass, and that's it.
Wow.
That I turned on a new leaf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. That is a very beautiful encounter.
Yeah. Mm.
Like, that's like literally what we read in the Bible, you know.
Exactly.
Hearing somebody call you, and then it's the voice of the Lord.
I never went to the club. I stopped the things that I was doing.
Mm.
Everything that I was doing, I stopped it. Yeah.
And did you also go through, because it's a journey, being a Christian is not just a one-day thing, it's a journey.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the challenges that you faced or may continue to face in your Christian journey?
You know, when I became a Christian, there were certain things that I used to do before that made me comfortable. But then when I said I was not going to do those things anymore, and I was finding things difficult, even my own friends, they were ignoring me. If you're no more in the group, if you're no more going to the club with us, then you can't be our friend.
Yeah.
So I felt lonely. But as I said, my parents were supporting me and helping me, especially my father.
Yeah.
May his soul rest in peace. He was supporting me throughout. And that's it. These were some of the challenges. People ignored me. Now, even when you go out there and you want to speak to people, they will say, oh, leave us to do it. You've also done it. And you were going through these challenges. But it was all good. We learned from it.
The line that you said, like, oh, leave us to do it. I think a lot of people use that to just, you know, put themselves.
Oh, you've done it. Let us also do it. It's my turn to do it.
I want to experience it for myself so that I can tell my own story.
So when we get there, we also stop. Yeah.
That is true. Yeah. But based on that and, like, you know, looking at young people now, this program is to, like, help others.
Yeah.
What advice can you give to young people or people in general that are going on this journey and they're facing some challenges in their Christian life? What advice can you give them?
I'll advise them not to ever look back. If they decided to follow Christ and do the things of Christ, and God will also help them. They should, like, if I come to your church, I think the first day I met you at Akubla's program, when I saw you, I said, wow. You see, you will know by their fruits you shall know them. You know the people that you can talk to. You know the people that you can go to, where you can get support. Don't ever go back to that same place, because tomorrow is not yours. There's no chance for anyone. So if you think you are, if you are a youth and you are following Christ now, I'll plead with you to follow Christ. Pray, seek for support, seek for advice, and that's it. You'll be fine.
Thank you very much. As you've all heard, if you've started your journey of being a Christian, it's not going to be easy. You know, you're going to go through those challenges, but God will pull you through. As long as you have made up your mind that you want to follow him and never turn back, like MDA has said, God will definitely be there for you and pull you through all of those obstacles, all of those challenges, all of those things. You will come out and say, this is my story, and I can use that to help other people as well. So please continue to hold your faith strong in God, and he shall definitely come through for you. So now let's come to my favorite part that you mentioned at the beginning, my husband. Can you tell me a little bit about, you know, your husband? Do you have any children? And
My husband is Pastor Samuel Ejin Mboateng, a very lovely pastor. I've got children, I've got three boys. Yeah, that's all.
And how long have you been married for, if I may ask?
For like 12 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. When you started that journey of you wanted to be married, did you know that you was going to marry a pastor?
No, I didn't know. I if someone had even told me, I wouldn't have believed it.
And yet, some way, somehow, you ended there. And are you enjoying it?
I love it. Because I love doing the things of God. So this is a divine connection. We are doing the same thing that we love. He's very good at preaching. I'm very good at singing. So we are supporting each other.
And what church, if I may ask?
Sorry?
What church?
Assemblies of God.
Assemblies of God. Okay, that's fine. How has motherhood been for you?
Excellent. It's been good. Sometimes it's tough because you have to go to work, church, everywhere. It is difficult. It is difficult. And I'm also at MOPA. So I go to MOPA. By the time we finish, then we go to church. So on Sunday is a very busy day for me. I do all this stuff, so, and but it's been good.
So there are people who do want to get married, who do want to have children, but they may not be certain where life is going to lead them. Once again, like I said, this show is all about advices and how we can help others. So what advice can you give to those that want to go on that journey, but they're not sure of like where life is going to lead them and how it's going to go for them?
Okay, I want people to believe that I'll use my life or my story to advise someone. Unfortunately, I got married and I got divorced before I met my husband. Don't ever think all people are the same or all men or women are the same. Pray for your divine partner. Once you are connected to your divine partner, you know marriage is one of the best things that God brought on earth. You just need to be connected with your divine partner. First, pray. Be very careful, because you know, one of the things that the youth is doing now is they are looking at, for example, men who has got money, those who are handsome, they're tall, they've got
dark and handsome.
Or I want a man who is
six pack.
Exactly. But hey, let me tell you,
it's not about that.
Life is not all about money.
Yeah.
Life is not. If you want to be happy, let God bring you that man or woman who grants you peace all the days of your life. And that is what you are praying for. Because I know a lot of women or men that has gone into marriage and it looks like they are in prison. So I'm advising the youth that please don't look at the money, don't look at the flashy cars, look at what is within and pray for your divine partner.
Yes, absolutely. That's it. Thank you very much. And what about people that are already in this marriage and they feel like, okay, it's about to end, it's not going well? What advice can you give them?
I would advise people that are already in this, apart from abuse, physically. I don't.